You know, it's all about getting together with family, friends, and having fun. And I think there's a little bit of Bandito spirit in everybody, and it just takes a little bit of prompting to get it out. Hey, everybody, this is Jim Bob Morse with El Bandito Yankee Tequila. Happy National Tequila Day to everybody out there. Enjoy yourself. Be safe.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have, as we are heading into the holiday weekend, to have the driving force of the fastest growing tequila brand in the world, El Bandito Yankee Tequila, its founder, the one and only Jim Bob Morris. Welcome to WGN.
Dave Neal, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm having a beautiful day. I'm so excited about National Tequila Day and El Bandito Yankee.
Well, you know, it's always a good day to be Jim Bob Morris, but for fans of El Bandito Yankee and fans of fun and tequila, a coast-to-coast toast for National Tequila Day makes it even better.
It sure does. Is that we've got, for the National Tequila Day, we're in 17 states across the United States and growing every day, every month. And, you know, it's a great day for us. We kind of own National Tequila Day. I mean, we stepped up and, you know, there's 2,570 tequila companies and we own National Tequila Day, El Bandito Yankee.
I was going to say, yeah, this is a holiday that was on the calendar, but kind of underappreciated, underrepresented by the wide world. So talk a little bit about that, how the taste for tequila is growing and how in a bunch of ways El Bandito Yankee is driving that interest, growing more fans of not only the spirit, but the brand.
You know, it's interesting. Tequila is one of the, I mean, trajectory-wise, it's crazy when you look at it. I mean, it's just exploded in the last several years. We've had, you know, the emergence of high celebrity brands making it on the shelves, and those brands, some are good and some aren't good, but it's brought a lot of attention to the tequila market, and we've seen that trajectory of growth in the market. Today, we have 2,570 tequilas, and when we launched El Bandito Yankee, myself and world-famous Chris Chilios, my business partner on this deal, is that Chris and I, you know, Chris was a very experienced tequila drinker, and he got me interested in drinking tequila, and at one point, you know, I think I've told the story a couple times, but he said, well, maybe we ought to do our own. And I said, let's do it. And we entered that market. And it's funny because, you know, they introduced us, you know, Chris Chilios, all-star NHL, Hall of Famer, played longer than anybody in the NHL. And then they'll go, and famous all-star Jim Morris. And my kids will go, you know, they'll say famous all-star former Green Bay Packer Jim Morris, and my kids go, Dad, don't you think that's like false advertising? You weren't an all-star.
Oh, come on. Well, think about this. When you think about, even as much as Chris has done in hockey and all that, and you talk about that Hall of Fame status, and of course you're on the professional sports side, and even in the world of business, what you guys are doing now with this brand, and you mentioned 17 states and everything that's going on all over the place. We'll talk about some of the cool stuff in just a second. It is possible that you guys will overwrite both of your past history and only be known as Bandidos.
Well, you know, that's kind of the objective, is that we're hoping that the iconic element of the bandit, the Bandito, is that I think there's a little bit of Bandito spirit in everybody, and it just takes a little bit of prompting to get it out of there. And that was kind of the idea behind our brand, is that we wanted everybody to, you know, it's all about getting together with family, friends, and having fun and telling stories. And you know, when we started the brand, it was about the El Bandito. You know, we took a lot of static about the name because we call it El Bandito Yankee. And Chris actually came up with the name, and he asked me, he said, did you ever see the movie Butch Cassidy Sundance Kid? And I said, oh, I've seen it a thousand times. Well, he goes, there's a line in the movie as Paul Newman, Robert Redford are robbing a bank in Bolivia in the movie, 1970 movie, that they start in. And as they're riding away, the colonel of the Bolivian government goes, El Bandito Yankees, and that was our name. And so there were some people that were advising us, oh, you can't use the word Yankee in the United States. And I go, I just don't buy that. We're using the word Yankee, and that's what we're going to do. I mean, my gosh, but that's the story. Chris just pulled it out of the air, and I'm like, you know, he told me later on, he really didn't have a name, and he kind of made that up on the fly, and it turned out to be great.
No, it turned out to be great. All right, so think about this. So Banditos celebrate together for El Bandito Yankee, and there's some great fellows that are out there having fun and making some news, right, on the ambassador side. We got Dustin Jacoby, UFC contender. We got Ryan Oler, flying Ryan Oler with the NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle. Talk a little bit about that, where it's you and Chris initially for the first part out there, kind of shining the spotlight. But now there's some pretty big names getting in on things.
Yeah, you know, flying Ryan, an HRA racer, Dustin Jacoby, who's going to be challenging for the UFC title fight. We have NASCAR, we have NHL, we have NFL, we have college sports in regards to college bowl games. We sponsor the Hula Bowl. I mean, tailgates and tall boys come for music concerts. I mean, on and on and on. But one of the things that, you know, we continue to keep trying to get above the fray and opening up new avenues and so forth. And one of the big things that we've got going on for around the country and National Tequila Day and Opportunity is that we're pairing tequila, our tequila, El Bandido Yankee, with all different kind of cuisines around the world. I mean, tequila, especially like our Blanco, goes excellent. If you have a fish dish, chicken, and then reposado goes, you know, both of them go great with steaks. And so we're doing a big push to match and pair our tequila with some of the greatest chefs around the United States today. And so that's going to be fun. This is what we're doing this quarter, is matching up in regards to food preparation.
We'll break a new ground in a lot of ways too on the cuisine side. And you look at some of the things that are happening where people traditionally think of themselves or think of tequila in one way or the other. And now they're really opening their minds, not only for it as a spirit, how they consume it, how they drink it, but also, like you said, how they pair it. You mentioned 17 states, and Chicago is in there as well, obviously here in Chicago, Illinois, and some of the great places that are celebrating for National Tequila Day. I want to mention, of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com, Bar Taquito, we've got Logan 11, we've got Mercadito, all different cocktails. Jim Bob, are you excited to see sort of the creativity that people are putting in there, not only having it on the menu, but with these cocktails?
Yeah, that's really inspiring to me, is that we've got a great group of what I call star tenders that are out there, and they're coming up with new concoctions, and not complicated. You know, the simplest deal that we have is Father's Day. We were just using Fresca and El Bandido Blanco for Father's Day. I call it the Padre. And so that came off really quick when somebody said, what do we got for mixers? And somebody goes, Fresca? And I go, let's try it. And so for Father's Day, we created the Padre, but we've got a lot of creativity going on out there. It's been fun to watch all of these star tenders come up with these different concoctions for, and because of the Moscow Mule situation with Ukraine and Russia, people have come up now. It's called the Bandido Burro, right. And we're using our Reposado for that. It's just a lot of cool stuff.
And even at the Jim Bob Arena as well, if you look at somehow, like, there's no pretension in it, right, and just kind of making the whole thing more approachable.
Lime juice, agave, you know, El Bandido, if you got a great drink.
So we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com as we let you go, and we're going to, the entire country, and certainly Chicago here, raising a glass for the coast-to-coast tequila toast for National Tequila Day. Jim Bob Morris, will let you get back to it, but thanks so much for everything that you're doing for the spirit, for the brand, for the people, right? Right, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks so much, Dane, and happy National Tequila Day to everybody.